Now let's consider Hayek's very famous work on socialist calculation. The three essays here are called Socialist Calculation 1, 2, and 3, and these date very much from an earlier part of the 20th century when some nations, such as the Soviet Union, were trying to replace markets with different forms of central planning. Ludwig von Mises in 1920 had argued that these attempts would be impossible, that rational economic calculation under socialism could not happen. In these three essays, we see Hayek building upon and deepening the original arguments of Mises. For the basics of the socialist calculation argument, see our video, Calculation of Profit and Loss, from the Development Economics class, but we've also included it in this class on Hayek. That video considers whether it's possible to do rational economic calculation without any reference to prices at all. The answer basically is no. And Hayek covered those arguments in the first of these three essays on socialist calculation. Essays 2 and 3 by Hayek focus on a more subtle proposal for managed competition, whereby socialist economies might attempt to mimic rational economic calculation by other means. Today, these proposals for managed competition under socialism are most commonly associated with the name of Oskar Lange, who was a Polish economist of the time. But Hayek also is responding to some other writers with similar ideas, including Fred Taylor and H.D. Dickinson. The core point of these proposals is to admit that socialism would need some kind of business firm, but that the government could instruct these firms to act like competitors. So rather than acting like capitalist monopolists, these business firms, under Oskar Lange's ideal, would institute a kind of perfect competition under socialism. So in economic terms, you can imagine the managers of those firms being asked to set price equal to marginal cost. And Lange claimed that if all the socialist firms did this, well, they could actually calculate just like capitalist firms do, but without the disadvantages of capitalism. One of the first questions Hayek raises, of course, is whether this is really planning or central planning at all. It's starting to look an awful lot like capitalism. We have firms, we have business prices, we have calculation of profit and loss, we have accounting. The philosophy of central planning is really making quite a few concessions here. Hayek nonetheless thought that these schemes did ultimately boil down to some form of planning in any case. And he asked some very particular piercing questions about how this form of managed competition will work. Some of those questions were, what would be the business unit under this managed competition? Who would be the manager and who would select those managers? Very important, how do resources get allocated to these firms? And also, if these firms start losing money, can they go bankrupt? And over time, also, how will innovation be managed? When you think these questions through, you realize you actually do need some form of capitalism behind this managed competition, or ultimately, in the final analysis, you can have governments making all of these decisions. But then over time, this really will look a lot more like central planning. It's not managed competition. It's managed competition where all of the ultimate allocation of resources, all of the changes, all of the decisions finally will rely on the decisions of some centralized authority, and then we're back to the basic problems of the socialist calculation debate. Under capitalism, all of those decisions, such as which managers to hire, how to start innovations, how to close up firms, those are basically handled by private capital markets. Those capital markets are ruled by calculations of profit and loss, and of course they are decentralized. That's something very different from planning. Hayek's most fundamental criticism of this managed competition gets back to his central point that knowledge really is the key to understanding economics. So what Lange's proposal is doing is it's assuming that the knowledge of competition has already been generated, and all you need is some kind of instructions coming from the central planner telling firms to act as if they are competitive. But in reality, that knowledge is exactly what we need to generate. And to generate that knowledge, you need competition in the first place. That competition has to be real. It can't be a game of competition or play competition or staged or managed competition. It has to be competition where people can actually succeed or actually fail, and where capital markets allocate resources based on these decentralized expectations of profit and loss. So here we see Hayek taking an earlier methodological point that knowledge is the key to understanding economics, and then applying it to some very important practical issues of his day, namely the practicability of different schemes for central planning.